Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Real quick, let's do a little roll call around the room. We've got a new person in the room. Erica.
Hello! Okay.
Erin.
Oh, boy. I'm still processing Erica did. I'm sorry. I know
how to respond. And T-Hack, one last time.
Present.
Okay. The reason I said one last time is you're about to go back out on the dog ledge.
Oh, what? What now?
Eric has got the puzzled look, so yeah. I'm like a dog hearing something high. You wouldn't know what that is because you don't love your dogs, Tiak. He is the lead. Okay. Off air, just now, Erica asked you, do you have a dog? How'd you answer?
Yeah.
No emotion in his face.
Correct.
Yeah.
Or his tone was like,
Yeah, it was almost like you weren't sure.
They're around.
Oh, boy.
They're somewhere.
They're more like roommates.
Not a part of the family.
And you also alluded to the fact that they're old and you're sort of...
Are you waiting upon their death?
He 100% is. Yeah. And he probably doesn't have what it takes to say it out loud right now, but you're waiting.
Well, I mean, they're very, very old. Yeah. I mean, Chihuahuas live a long time. So we'll see. I have two of them, but it's coming. Yeah. So I'm more in the stage where I am dreading. I am not waiting for it. I am dreading because my kids, I'll have to go through losing a pet with my children. And I've never lost a pet either. These are the only pets I've ever had. So
has everybody in the room lost a pet?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
It's awful.
Have you lost your own pet?
No. Oof. Have you?
Well, we've had so many foster dogs,
Yeah, if your dog is missing, just go by Erin's house. She probably has it.
She's renamed it.
Yeah.
All right, so there's a post on Reddit that's kind of going viral where this woman was completely freaked out that one of her in-laws let the dog lick the plate when they were done eating and then put it in the dishwasher. She was like, why would you let your dog? And I... off air once again wanted to do a quick test. I already knew the answer because of who you are, Tiak. But let's take another roll call. Erica,
I'll speak normally this time.
Can the dogs lick the plate?
Well, he doesn't get any human food because he's a baby and I'm worried about everything with him.
Oh my
so
God,
no. No, I'm an insane dog mom. He's only 5 months.
The dog can eat human food.
No, but you also don't want him to because that's annoying. You don't want a begging dog.
Don't want a begging dog.
Yeah, but if you don't feed it to him while you're eating, if you just take your plate over to where their food is.
Oh no, he's gonna know that was our food. They have very good smell.
I know, but it's, oh my God. Are you being serious? Now I don't like, there's two people in the room I don't like.
Because I love my dog too much?
No, because that's, if you're gonna, will you eventually?
Oh, probably not. But wait, here's the deal. So, non-committal noises. The licking of the plate is fine.
Okay.
Because it's going to get washed.
In the dishwasher.
Right.
Where things are 3,000 degrees.
Right. Everything's going to be fine.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you don't have a germ thing. You wouldn't eat off it right then.
No, the dog like licks his butt and then licks my face. Like,
okay, that was more than we needed.
Yeah. It's true.
It is true. But I don't let my dog go straight.
Yeah, from one to the other.
It's not like I to be, but...
I let him run around. I'm like, I
get some water.
You've been lonely. I don't know.
Oh, my God. I like you again a little bit. That was Aaron. Can the dog lick the plate?
I'm fine with it. I don't like it, but
why don't
it's fine.
You like it?
Well, mainly because Jasper, he does it when I'm loading the dishwasher. He'll like sneak around and like start licking, and I'm still...
So you don't rinse the plates first?
I do a little bit, but he's still...
Stop. Erica is just like, yes, you rinse your plates a little bit.
No, you rinse them, but like there's still stuff on them.
Not if you rinsed it good.
Why are you cleaning
it? Or like
it
our dishwasher is really great, and so you don't need to.
How often do you clean the and take out the weird little thing in your dishwasher? There it is. Your dishwasher is disgusting. If you leave food on your plates and then you don't clean the weird little trap thing, there is so much like...
I'll do that tonight. I'll send you a picture of what it looks like.
No one wants to see that picture. Do you know you can do the same thing to your washing or to your washer?
Yeah, there's like a secret thing.
Oh my God, Erica, your appliances are disgusting.
Wait, I've not lived anywhere very long. So no, they're not.
Okay. Don't unpack here either. I'm just kidding. You're here. Tiak, we finally got to the one who's going to ruin the streak. Okay. I am fine with my dogs. Just clean the plate. It's almost clean enough to put away, but I'll still run a load. But it saves me the rinse in the sink.
Oh.
Okay.
Hack, will you let your dogs, your aging, near death, clinging to life, just wanting one satisfying morsel before they go to the Rainbow Bridge? Will you let them eat off your plate?
No. No, they're dogs. It's a human plate. I wouldn't let the raccoon outside eat off the plate either.
I love that dog haters have stupid analogies like that. Of course you wouldn't let the raccoon.
Right, because that's an animal.
It's a wild animal.
Yeah, this is not a wild animal. These two dogs have loved you their whole life.
Okay, what is the difference when it comes to licking a plate? What is the difference between it being wild or being living in your house? It's still just an animal.
I think Erica just had a stroke.
Yeah, because one lives in your house.
Thank you.
Okay.
And one lives in the wild where they eat other dog food.
And we feed them dog food. That's what they like. If they liked other food, they'd make the dog food different. Would they not?
They do. There are companies like The Farmer's Dog that make like people food for dogs.
Okay.
And guess what? Your algorithm will now show you Farmer's Dog every single day you go on social media. No, but you like.
No, he's not I agree get it, because I think it sets a bad precedent because then they're wanting the human food more. So I
am with him on that.
Yeah, you're a dog. You eat the dog food. That's fine. We all have our place in this house.
Oof. But at the end of their life, don't
just
you
like
think?
You don't sleep in the bed with me, you sleep in your bed.
Right.
Oh no.
Wait, you won't let your
dog
sleep in your bed?
Over Erica?
He peed on my bed the other day. No, he doesn't get to sleep on the bed.
All right, send your angry text to 303-222-5423. She spells it Erica, like former on the Slacker show, Erica.
No!
It's with a C.
Yeah, it's with a C.
And the former TAC with a C and a K.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
we get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.